After supervision, it's not sitting at the desk lecturing. It is literally walking the aisles of the classroom. You catch those off-task behaviors more quickly if you're up and walking. If your kids are in groups having discussions, you're listening to what's being discussed. If you find students who are disagreeing on what needs to be done, you stop and you have a quick 30-second conversation. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You just try to redirect the conversation so the kids are on track to get what needs to be done, done. Walking, scanning, monitoring does away with the off-task behavior because they see that you're watching them and you can hear what they're saying. And if the kids aren't saying something that's correct, you stop in that moment and you correct the problem. You make eye contact with the group, a simple nod of the head, a simple thumbs up to let them know that they are on the right track and they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Group A, I love how you guys are taking your job seriously and that you're talking collaboratively within your group to come up with a solution to this problem. Or I love how you guys are working together to solve this math problem. That's what partners do. You work together. You give specific praise in that instance. So if group A is doing that and you're giving them that praise, then guess what? Group B, C, and D, they're going to start doing the same thing because they just got praised. So that's going to bring the behaviors of all the other groups the same. And guess what? You give them praise as well. Oh, group D, awesome work. I love how you're working together collaboratively. You're not arguing and you guys are sharing your opinions and everybody's contributing to the discussion. So you give that specific praise to everyone if they're on the right track.